Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me in a studio is Leron Sanders. He is the CEO of CSO and wanted to chat about the security in terms of the community. How concerned should people be around this? Taking a look at some of the messages, a few people saying where exactly is this going. Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about what this is. Leron, welcome once again. How concerned should the community be about this motorcade protest on Sunday?
I think they should be cautious. I don't want to say concerned, because concerned, in my mind, has negative connotations. Mm-hmm. But if you're cautious about something, it says you carry on with your life. But if this does happen and it does pass through, we knew it was passing through and we're just going to ignore it as best as we can.
Okay, so we're not going to be confrontational. We are going to be a bit uncomfortable.
Yep.
I know I would be. I will be. But it is just something that is going to happen, and it shouldn't engage directly with the community. I'm putting words into your mouth, but which I shouldn't do. Is this not? And we're going to stop, and we're going to start again, and we're going to say, we're going to be cautious, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is there anticipated to be any engagement with the community?
No, but I can't say that for certain. So historically, we've seen types of motorcade that have had splinter groups, and that's where the concern lies. What we're hoping for this motorcade is that they do what they intended to do. They drive through wherever they're driving through. They go to their starting point. They move through. They end up at their ending point, and there's no confrontation. That's the goal, I hope. And a way to achieve that is for the community just to completely and utterly just ignore it, don't engage, don't provoke, just let it happen if it does come through, and take it from there, just basically ignore it as best as possible.
So you would say don't stand on the side of the roads with Israeli flags?
Definitely not. Definitely not. That's a terrible idea.
Okay, fine. I'm just you know, brainstorming, yeah. That's not a good idea.
Definitely not. Not in my mind.
Right. Look, okay.
Would I say I would like to do it? Maybe, but I don't think it's a good idea for this circumstance.
Okay. I understand. And in terms of where this is, what is this? Does it have one start point, one end point? Or is it different start points? How's this working?
So from what we understand, there's multiple different start points just to accumulate people, and they all ending at one common end point. And obviously, what are their intentions? I don't know exactly, but we can have a guess of what their intentions are. So based on that, we have a broader understanding of what they're trying to do through this motorcade and solidarity run.
Okay. And is that end point anywhere near the Jewish neighborhoods?
No, completely out of any Jewish neighborhood, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay,
and
that's important.
And from what we understand, the starting points aren't near any Jewish neighborhoods either. Do we think they could pass through? There's a possibility. Do we know the routes? No. But based on where the start points are and the end points are, we can pinpoint or we can map out three or four potential routes. And could they skirt the area? Very possibly. So that's why, out of caution, we're communicating like we
and,
are.
And which areas would they be that could be skirted or could be impacted?
Look, as one of their starting points, we understand they're starting in Bedford View, probably the closest neighborhoods from there would be Glen Hazel and Linksfield if we're talking about in Cinderwood. So those are the closest neighborhoods in the Bedford View area. So right. Being completely transparent, could they pass through any one of those? 100%. Do we know? Definitely not. We don't know exactly where they are going, but we have an idea of three or four possible ways they could go to their
destination.
Okay,
and what time is all this happening?
Various start points, so it's anywhere between 9:30 and 10:30 they start in, and I think their goal is to get to their end point around 11:30.
Okay, so it's going to take place a Sunday morning, and it is possibly going to pass through some of the areas, but you're still saying cautious, not concerned. Has the CSO altered its threat level?
No. So a threat level matrix is very complicated, but very simple if you understand
it. Now, we've got very intelligent listeners. Very,
very intelligent, I'm sure.
Okay, but, not everybody, but a nice amount.
We like to keep some surprises, so we'll keep that to ourselves.
Right.
Our threat level hasn't changed based on the threat matrix. Where we are currently sitting and what the motorcade's intentions are does not impact the threat level at all. So based on that, we carry on as per the normal. Obviously, does security procedures change? 100%. Do we have operational changes we need to make today, tomorrow, and Sunday? 100%. Are we making them? Absolutely.
So what do you want from us? What do you want from the community?
What I want from the community? Carry on as normal.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. The idea of these motorcades is to provoke people, make people feel uncomfortable. And I think the biggest thing that we can do as a community is show that it doesn't bother and it doesn't deter us from carrying on living our lives and carrying on. Leave the security and the worrying up to us. We'll worry about all of that. Our teams will manage that and worry about seeing where the motorcade is going. What we want is we want you guys to just carry on living your life. If you're going out for breakfast on Sunday, don't change your plans. Go out for breakfast on Sunday.
Okay, I think that's and I think that's important in a way, because that also that's a way of standing up to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't need to stand on the side of the road singing Hatikva. You can actually continue your day and make sure that that's what you're doing.
And it's probably more frustrating for them if you do that. And I think, as I've said before, the CSO's mission statement is protecting Jewish life and the Jewish way of life. The Jewish way of life is going out for that Sunday breakfast at a kosher restaurant and carrying on living your life, going to shul, etc.
Right.
So we're very pro in advocating just carrying on doing what you would normally do and just completely ignore it. It's so much better.
Okay, and that is a sound advice. I just want to take a look to see if there are any other concerns around it. It seems to have given people the answers that they are looking for. It is 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Liron Saunders, CEO of CSO.